Now, the new year is a good time to take stock, and it's a good time to think about things in our lives. And that's what I like to do just for a few minutes now. Now, we've heard a wonderful story this morning, and Ashna, your reading is lovely. Thank you very much indeed for that. And we've seen it on the DVD, and we've got a good idea of what this story is about. It's about the boy Jesus in the temple. But this story, I've just been thinking about it, and I'd just like to draw your attention to a few things about it. Now, the first thing is the reality of it. The reality. It rings true. It's a real family situation. Jesus is a member of the family, he's one of that family, and he's a member of our family. He is with us. He's truly human, and it's wonderful. Now, I'll tell you why I think this, because, can you remember, that it starts with Jesus being lost to his parents, and we read that thinking he was in the company with the relatives and friends, he was playing with the children, they thought he was with them, but he wasn't. And when they couldn't find him, they had to go back to Jerusalem to look for him, and it took them 3 days to find Jesus. Now, I remember an incident which happened to our family, and it happened in Southampton, in the above bar. It's a bit like Broad Street is to Reading, a payment shops. And Elaine and I were walking along with our youngest, with Stephen, and he was about 3 or 4 years old. And I thought he was with Elaine, and she thought he was with me. And then suddenly we realised we'd lost him. Well, I can remember the feeling that I had then when we'd lost him. And we were looking everywhere for him, in amongst all these shops and streets. And eventually, well, it took about 5 minutes, only 5 minutes, but it was the longest 5 minutes of my life. And we found him in a shop doorway looking into the window. And so this, what happened to Mary and Joseph, happened to us, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of families here in our church. This is a real family situation which is being told to them. And another thing, here he is, he's 12 years old. 12 years old, we've got a lot of detail about when he was a baby, and then suddenly he's 12 years old. Well, isn't that just like it is for families? Your children are babies 1 minute, and they're grown up the next. They grow up so quickly. They're grown up, and they're getting married. And there's a few families in this church are facing that this year. Here we have Jesus growing up quickly, quickly. And that seems so real to me and part of my experience too. And the other thing is, of course, that Joseph and Mary were good parents, good parents. In Luke, we read a lot about this. In verse 21, it tells us that on the eighth day, he was circumcised. Now, they were good parents. They did the right thing by him. That was their Jewish custom. In verse 22 of this chapter, they presented him at Jerusalem because he was a firstborn son, and the custom was, under the law, that they would sacrifice 2 doves for him and dedicate him in the church. That was the time that old Simeon lifted him up in his arms and held the baby Jesus. That was wonderful. Joseph and Mary were good parents. They were told he grew up strong. They were feeding him the right food, and he was physically growing, but he was growing up in wisdom as well. They were seeing to his education. They were good parents. And, of course, we read that every year they took him to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. That's why they were there. And so they did right by him and kept to the customs. And, of course, when they lost him, they were really concerned and upset, and they went back for him. And afterwards, of course, when they went back to Nazareth eventually and he grew up in these years leading up to him being 12, it says that he was obedient to them. And that's showing that they were good parents, but he was a good son. And so this story just seems so real to me. It's authentic. This is, and Jesus is one of us. He is definitely one of us. So we've got an authentic picture of family life here, but we've got a problem, and that's this. We have got a bigger picture, which really Joseph and Mary didn't grasp. Now, in our verse 49 of what we've read, we read that after they'd found Jesus in the temple, after 3 days of frantic looking round at Jerusalem to find him, the Lord Jesus says to his parents, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" Really, he was saying to them, "Don't you grasp the bigger picture here? Don't you realize what's going on?" And we read that Mary and Joseph didn't understand. And the question for us this morning is, do we understand the bigger picture? Just let's use our imaginations for a moment and think about a conversation which could have taken place between Jesus and Mary and Joseph, where he says, don't you realize what's happening? Can't you remember when the angel Gabriel came? When before I was ever conceived, and he came to you and he told you that you'd have a son and you were to call him Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. Don't you remember that? And don't you know that something special was happening? And have you got the bigger picture about when you went to stay with your relative, Elizabeth, and you were there with her for 3 months? That wasn't just to protect you at a difficult time in your life. Don't you remember? Gabriel came to Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, and he told him about the baby that she was having, that he was to be called John, and he was the great prophet, the prophet of the Most High, the one who was going to go before the Messiah. Really, there's the bigger picture here for all of us is that this is Jesus, the Son of God. And perhaps he would have reminded them about that time with Simeon. And Simeon was holding him in his arms. And they brought him to the temple, and Simeon was there. And Simeon said these fantastic words, "My eyes have seen your salvation. My eyes have seen," and he was looking at the baby Jesus and he was saying, "My eyes have seen your salvation." He was saying this to God. You see, the question is, did they realize the bigger picture here? Do we realize just how important the Son of God is? And another thing that he could have reminded them about was the incident when they went down to Egypt. And this is after the Lord Jesus was born. And King Herod, remember, he was out to kill all the children in Bethlehem. So Joseph and Mary took the baby Jesus out of Bethlehem and they went down and hid in Egypt for a while. Now, Mary and Joseph would know the scriptures, and in Hosea it says that out of Egypt I called my son. So it was predicted that the Lord Jesus would come up out of Egypt. But the bigger picture, of course, is that the main thing that happened to the Israelites, to God's people, was that they were brought out of Egypt. They were brought out of slavery in Egypt and brought to the promised land. And here, this is a picture of the Lord Jesus. He has come to bring us out of slavery to sin, that we might have eternal life. So really, we need to grasp this morning what the bigger picture is. It's 2015, and we need to all know what the bigger picture is. Today, in 2015, are we eager to do the good and perfect will of God? I just as I finish, I'd like to ask you a more direct question, and it's this. Are you walking with Jesus? Are you walking with Jesus? Now, this is a new year. You can take a fresh look at your lives. Are you walking with Jesus? Am I walking with Jesus? Now, Mary and Joseph in our story, they thought they were walking with Jesus. They thought they were, but they weren't. He wasn't there. And so they had to go back and find him. If that's our situation this morning, we need to go back and find the Lord Jesus and make sure that we are walking with him. Now, if you're not a Christian this morning, you're not walking with Jesus. You're still in your sin. You haven't received God's forgiveness. You haven't got Jesus in your life, and you're not walking with Jesus if you're not a committed to him and a Christian this morning. But if you're one like me who would say, I am a Christian, what about that? Do our lives show that we are walking with Jesus? Or do our lives absolutely don't distinguish us from anybody else in this world? So, what is it like when we are walking with Jesus? Now, this morning, we've been thinking about a situation where they thought they were walking with Jesus and they weren't. And I'd like just to remind you of another time when a person thought that Jesus wasn't there and he was, the opposite situation. This happened after the crucifixion at the tomb, and it happened to Mary Magdalene. And there she was, absolutely distressed and distraught, and Jesus' body wasn't in the tomb. And she was there, and there was a man stood there, and thinking he was the gardener, she said to him, tell me where they've taken him so that I can go to him. And of course, the gardener was Jesus, and as soon as he said her name, Mary, she was thrilled, she was overjoyed, she knew that Christ is risen. And this morning, we, with Jesus, can be thrilled, and we can be overjoyed, and we can know in 2015 that Christ is risen. He's a risen Lord, and he wants to accompany us and us to walk with him in this new year. So, have you got the bigger picture? Have you got the bigger picture? Head knowledge isn't enough. It's heart knowledge. We need to take it into our hearts. Mary pondered these things in her heart. We need to ponder them in our hearts too, and walk with Jesus in 2015.